A County Antrim mother says her family has been given a Christmas miracle after her two children were brought back from the brink of death following a road accident in January of this year. 14-year-old Fintan O'Neill and his 12-year-old sister Mary were getting off a school bus in Randallstown when they were knocked down. Their mother, Amelia, was waiting for them in her car when the accident happened. Both children were rushed to intensive care with life-threatening injuries, and their parents were told Mary would not make it. This is the first time Amelia O'Neill has spoken about what happened that day, and she told our reporter Nicola Weir how a priest was called twice to give the last rites to Mary as she lay in hospital beside her brother.
In January the 17th of this year, Mary and Fintan were getting off the school bus. I was parked at the other side of the road waiting for them, and I just got a knock on the window and said that the kids had been knocked down. I don't really have much of a memory of that time. I know they were taken in separate ambulances. Mary, they were both taken to Antrim area, where Mary underwent a splenectomy, and then they were both transferred to the Royal in Belfast, where they stayed for, they were in intensive care. Fintan was in intensive care for a week. Mary was there, I think, maybe 5 or 6 weeks. And then they were transferred into Barbara Ward in the hospital, just with Mary had severe brain damage. We were told she wouldn't walk, she wouldn't talk, she wouldn't do anything again, but she's outstanding as all. Fintan had broken bones, collapsed lung and a bleed in the brain. And once again, he just has outstanding as all, and he's just fantastic. Their recovery's been great.
I just can't even imagine having, you know, children myself, if somebody tapping the window and saying your children have been knocked down. I just can't imagine what you went through as you got out of that car.
It was just surreal. It was hard to explain. You know, I feel like I'm floating above it all watching it. Do you know what I mean? And I can see it all happening, but I can even see myself in the picture. It's just an odd feeling, not one ever want to repeat.
And you obviously followed the ambulances to the hospital.
I followed Mary's ambulance, and Fintan's daddy went with him in his ambulance. I wasn't allowed in. There was no one allowed in Mary's ambulance, and we followed them up. And we were taken into a room, and we knew that Mary, I knew just looking at the side of the road, that Mary wasn't in good shape. We had sort of thought Fintan maybe only had a broken leg. And we got up and we were taken into a room. And they said Fintan had just arrived, and I asked her to go and see it. And they said, no, I couldn't, that he was very seriously ill as well. And they worked with both of them. We did get in to see Fintan, and we didn't think we were going to get to see Mary. And then we were told to go home and not to go to the Royal for 3 hours. That was how long it was going to take to get them up to the Royal and get them stabilised and whatnot. And then I remember going into the Royal and going into ICU, but I don't remember seeing them. I don't remember seeing them that night. I don't remember that night, and I don't remember the next day. And on the Thursday then I came home for a few hours, and I got a phone call to go straight back up again, that Mary wasn't good. So we went back up, and the two of them were in a room together. And the priest was called again, and Mary was given the last rites again. And just in the middle of that, Fintan woke up out of his coma. And I think we just all sort of abandoned Mary to go over to Fintan. And then they put him back under again because he was going through an operation the next day, and they wanted to keep him asleep. And then we had asked that when he came out of the operation that he wouldn't come in beside Mary again, because she was so, so ill. We didn't want him waking up beside her. You know, Caitlin over there is Mary's best friend, and Caitlin never left her side the whole time. She's so good, and she's become like a young care to Mary. So she has, and she's still here.
She's like my sister.
She is, Caitlin.
She's sitting over there, another being talked
girl,
about.
Another wee girl, Saoirse, the three of them piled around together from P1, and they're always there for Mary, and they go take Mary out to the cinema, and they do things with her, and they help her have a normal life.
When did you realise, or when did you know that things had turned a corner, because at the start you were told Mary was not going to make it and Fenton was very seriously ill. At what point did you think that a corner had been turned and you were not worried about Mary anymore and the staff weren't?
Mary was... They had come in, they had pumped this stuff into her body. I think it was called thiopentin. And it was to try and help her brain recover. But they, at the time, thought she was maybe brain dead. But they couldn't test for that or declare it until this stuff came out of her body, and it took weeks to get out of her body. But towards the end, when it was nearly out of her body, you could see wee movements, and they had came to us and they had said, she's not brain dead and she's going to live. And at that time, it was like, oh my God, this is great. We were ringing everybody saying, you know, this such is okay, she's going to be okay. But we heard the good side, we just probably didn't hear the rest of what the doctor was telling us when he was saying, but she may not get off that bed and she may not do this and she may not do that. So we were excited for about all of an hour, and then the doctor said, I don't think you understand here what's going on. And she was lying in the bed one night, and I said to her, Mary, I would just love to hear you say mommy. And she went, mommy. And I started shouting and roaring, everybody, Mary's talking, Mary's talking. She never spoke again for a week. I started to think I had imagined it. But once she starts and it started now, she's never give over. So she has.
Hello. And I suppose as well, Fenton was there in the hospital and he was in a coma. So at what point did you have to explain to Fenton what had happened? Because his sister was obviously a lot more badly injured than he was.
It was on the Friday morning. He had been through an operation and they had brought him out of it. And he said to the nurse, have you got my blazer? And the nurse said, no, I don't, son. I think your mommy has it. And he says, oh, my phone's in my blazer. I would like my phone. It's first thought when I
typical teenager.
And she had said, no, well, maybe your mommy has it. So he started to talk about, I want my phone, I want my tablet and stuff. And we knew the minute that he got that, he's going to be looking on Facebook and he's going to be... So we had to tell him. He did say at the very start, I asked him, did he know what happened? And he said, no. And I said, he was knocked down by a car. And he said, is Mary still alive? And I said, she is. And he said, was Sean hit? That was the other wee boys with him. And I said, no. And he says, oh, thank goodness, I was the worst.
Sean who?
And then we had to explain. We had to explain then what happened. But the whole time he was in hospital, through all his broken bones and everything that he went through, he never once said, I'm sore. He never, if we were in intensive care with Mary and you'd have got a wee bit down, you'd have went down to Fenton and he would have said, oh, Mommy, just go back up and sit with Mary, I'm okay on my own.
And I'm going to have a wee chat over with you, with Fenton and Mary, because you're both sitting here. You're very quiet, Fenton. You can't get a word in edgeways with Mary. Fenton, what was it like being in hospital and getting home, and what was going through your mind whenever you were in hospital?
I wasn't really thinking much of it, like, I was just trying to focus on all the positive stuff, like talking to everyone at school and all, just catching up with them, what I'd missed.
Do you remember much about the accident? You obviously don't.
No, I don't remember very much of it. Like, I've heard about it and I've heard people asking me like different versions of it, but I never really remembered what it was, like what it was like.
Do you remember waking up and your mummy and daddy explaining to you about Mary?
Yeah, I remember just waking up and then seeing one of the nurses and just asking for my phone. And then just remember mummy and daddy coming to me, just telling me everything.
Life is different now, but you're glad that you're here and you're with your family. And I suppose January, does it seem like a really long time ago?
Yeah, it seems like ages ago, but I've like made so many new friends along the way. Of it, just Adam, me talking to me about it, helping me and all. It's been great. I've experienced like great things from it.
Does it make you view life in a different way, Fenton? Does it make you sort of value life a wee bit more?
Yeah, it makes me feel like very lucky to be here, and that you should always treat life the way you wanted to be treated. Just wonderful.
And Mary, you are dying to get a word in here. Mm-hmm. So you're back at school, aren't you, Mary?
Yeah.
Tell me a wee bit about school now.
At my new school, everyone has an iPad. And I have my own iPad. And so that people know which iPad's theirs, on the back of their iPad, on the back of the iPads, says their name.
And you have been working really hard since you got home from hospital in August. And after the doctors and the nurses telling your mummy and daddy you might never walk again, you are dancing about this living room, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, but there wouldn't be any music.
Mary, what do you like most about Christmas?
Getting presents.
And what are you getting this year?
More coloured hair extensions and a toy that I can use to play with the doll.
Amelia, it's fabulous to hear them talking and everything. And whenever the NHS is getting such a hard rap with long waiting lists and people not getting operations, you obviously have a very different view on it now.
I do. We are what can I say, the people in the Royal, even in Aunt Maria, have been fantastic. Nothing was ever any problem. We're so grateful for them. In some ways we miss them. In some ways we do miss not seeing them and having that security. But we are very, very grateful for them. And they're not well enough paid. They deserve a lot more than what they get. But they were fantastic. And that went from everybody, from the cleaners right up. Everybody had time to stop and talk to Mary. And even now when we go up for appointments, they still remember. They still say, there's Mary coming. They are just fantastic.
If you could sum up Christmas for your family this year, what would you say?
It's going to be very happy. It's going to be very magical. It's going to be very tiring. So it is. But it's just going to be fantastic. We're just all buzzing. Everybody's high with excitement in this house. And it's going to be great.